good could become good. The king promised that the king would cure that one. Because when you become enlightened, then your essence is not that bad. You know why? Because your form is just scrubbed away. As long as the form is there, talking is a part of form. But it's in the essence as well, isn't it? Because they are not separable. So the mouth of the essence is the form. You see, that way they are not separable. The form was talking like an ocean of essence, because the essence is in the form. They are one. We just divide them to understand them, but they are part of each other. They are that inseparable, that when one is filthy, a part of the other one is filthy.
Why was that doing the essence can't be companion and friend of the king?
Because it has the filthy mouth.
Oh,
it should be cured. Yes. Yes, because of this. Normally, is that? Yes, of course. Let me give you the example of the filthy mouth. Huh? Any volunteer here? He volunteered. Look at him. Okay? Inside him, there are these two eyes, right? The form and the essence. And they're doing their job. Okay? What is essence talking? Talking about. What is his essence? He's not enlightened yet. He doesn't really claim that yet. Alhamdulillah. It should say I. When you're not enlightened, your essence honestly should say I. Cannot say we. In an enlightened fellow, there is no I. So which part of the essence of an enlightened fellow will disappear? When he becomes enlightened, something will be added to him? We always said no. Something will be dismissed. Remember, the last step is fa'r fina, not having, not being. Polish, scrub. What should be scrubbed from the form is the mouth of essence. Because if the essence is talking through form, what a filthy mouth. Imagine me expressing myself with my physical existence. This is filthy mouth. Of the essence. When it is cured, it doesn't talk about me, it talks about we. It's always lovely, we. But when I'm not enlightened, it will be I. Ah, that capital I, inflated ego, is there, will become the mouth of, because the form is constantly expressing the essence. Right? Yeah, I know you like to divide them together, but they are not. Yes?
Maybe he sees in me faults I do not see in myself, O King. If anyone saw his own faults before, how should he be unconcerned with correcting himself?
It's not before, it's forehand, I believe, Zepish. Yeah. Does it make a difference? Forehand. Okay.
No. Forehand is a thing in tennis.
Before.
I remember the Queen of England talking about that, and that time tennis was not invented yet. Yes.
Whenever an answer comes to the heart through the ear, the eye says, "Hear it from me. Let that alone."
What are you doing? Wait, another page?
I'm sorry.
That
is
too
much. Oh, she turned the book to the page.
Okay.
These people take no no heed of themselves, O Father. Consequently, they blame one another.
Means, whenever you blame someone else, you should realize that you don't know yourself. Because if you know yourself, you don't see the shortcoming in others. There is no others. There is no them. Let's go of us. There is no them. There is only one we. Yes?
O idolater, I do not behold my own face. I behold thy face, and thou beholdest mine. He that beholds his own face, his light is greater than the light of the creatures. Though he die, his sight is everlasting, because his sight is the sight of the Creator. That light by which he sensibly beholds his own face before him is not the light of sense. The king said, now tell his faults, just as he spoke of yours, that I may know whether you are solicitous for me and a house steward of my property and business. He replied, O king, I will tell his faults, though he is to me a pleasing fellow servant. His faults are affection and loyalty and humanity. His faults are sincerity and keen-wittedness and cordial companionship. His least fault is generosity and bounty, the generosity that even gives up life. God has brought to view myriads of lives in return. God has brought to view myriads of lives. What generosity would there be that saw not those? And if he saw them, how should he grudge his life? How should he become so grieved for the sake of one life?
What are all these nonsenses? And we know that the essence is talking about form, right? Form is the first one. And we know that. How do we know? Form is always the first. You should dig for the essence, right? So the form was the first one. And form is brilliant, radiant. But here, the essence is talking about something. Why? Why is this? Because this essence doesn't know the form. It's hidden behind the form, right? Now he's explaining what? Not the form as is. Because for the essence, is doesn't exist. This is the potentiality of the form. The essence will see the potentiality of form is this. Form is honest, is open, and close to public. All the things that he, sitting inside, not being cured yet, imagine about outside, will talk. Because it doesn't know the reality. Because king sent the reality to her mom to be scrubbed, right? So he's talking, yes.
God has brought to view myriads of lives. What generosity would there be that saw not those? And if he saw them, how should he grudge his life? How should he be so grieved for the sake of one life? On the riverbank, water is grudged by him that is blind to the stream of water. The prophet said, whosoever knows for sure his recompense on the day of resurrection, that his compensation will be 10 for 1.
Please do not forget that when Rumi says the prophet said, he wants to give you a golden sentence. This is the truth. This is what I believe. So prophet said. Prophet will say only half. So this is the truth. What is it? It's that everybody will know the consequence in the path. I don't know how it is translated over there. Prophet said that Yaqeen, that deep belief, is the source that everyone will know that what he will receive in the day of the path. This day of the path could be translated different stuff, because that path could be translated to religion. Because one of the meaning of Deen is religion. But you know what's funny stuff about religion in Arab language? She's not going to be here. We'll have a very joyful time and I will explain it to you. There are four words. I'm pretending you are not here. There are four words for religion. Amazingly, all four means path, way. In Arabic is tariqat, shari'at, madhab. And there is this deen, which is not Arabic, is more complicated because it's originally pre-Sanskrit Persian stuff like that. But four of them, literally, they mean the path, because they meant it a path. They mean something you walk on, not somewhere you arrive. This is the path of growing up, becoming enlightened. So always they meant what? Step by step transformation, which will happen to someone working in a principle. That's what it is always. Here, there is the day of that path. Yawm al-Din. Somebody will interpret the judgment day, someone will interpret this and that. I don't mind all of them. For me, is the day of the path, means the moment that enlightenment will happen in this path, and from night you shift to daytime. And that happens in here, that's enlightenment. When light happens, you become the east to us, because sun will rise from the horizon of your heart in this universe. That's how it is. We got it. This. And you know it. Deep down, you know it. How? Because you understand that whatever you do, it's an action, a cause. And what's the effect? The effect is always 10 times bigger, tenfold. Because that's what it happened. Do you remember? I gave it to you as the first principle of cybernetic, which was the advanced age of science. We realized it, that there is no one cause, one effect. This was the silly game that the materialist communists interpreted and they lost the touch. Each cause has a series of effect, and there is no one cause for all of this. There is a series of causes to end up to an effect. So it's interweaven like this. Everything depends on everything. It's not that this happened because of this. First of all, I tell you, if I drop this, what will happen? Because of Earth. If Earth was not here, I drop it, it doesn't fall, it remains over there. But in falling, you don't see the Earth. And you don't see the air, which is reducing their speed. And you don't see anything. You just see one aspect. It's not like that. It's complicated. And when you understand this complication, then you will understand how a sun could rise from me, the little puny nothing. Because that's the moment of that touch, which has a lot of causes. So many great human beings, they touched each other and they kept the light to hand it to someone like me. It's like that. And when you know it, you will know what will happen in this path. For sure. That's Yadi.